Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is Thursday, January 2nd, 2025.
Yeah.
Ooh.
20. That's the first time I've said that. Today's
oh,
date.
Wow.
But like the year. Yeah. So we live.
I already broke one of my rules. I'm not going to call it the R word, resolution.
Oh.
I call it a rule. Which is actually don't say the R word. And I called somebody that.
No. Which R word are you talking about?
Yeah, the one that's, you know, bad.
Rented.
The one that I didn't like for a long time, but when
Wait
I saw everybody else grossly using it, I'm like, whatever.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, now, okay.
Rented.
So that's not a good rule to have because you're like, you know what, it was a, whatever you want to say, a moral deal you made with yourself where I was like, you know what, I won't use this word. But then you're like, well, everyone else is. You're peer pressure. You got peer pressure to use the R word.
I get real petty like that. Where
any
it's like,
other letter words that you're using in 2025 you want to announce right now?
I don't know if it's... I'll see how it goes.
Fat Boy's New Year's list.
Yeah, but not resolution. Don't say it. Don't say the R word.
I'll do
Thank
it.
Thank God.
Ridiculous.
I make a promise. Then I called somebody that because they were afraid of a body part, which I thought was weird.
Wait, somebody's afraid of a body part?
Yeah.
And pointing finger?
It was. I don't know how you could. You know how you would. Dads and uncles would joke with you growing up, like you wouldn't know what to do with it. Probably afraid of it. Like
use it or lose it.
I think there are women that are like afraid of penises.
terrified of it.
Yeah, they're called lesbians.
I think there's the opposite too.
Actually, I don't want to say lesbians are afraid of them. They probably just. That's something, and I know the answer would be different for each and every one. So my R word for 2025 is to interview every lesbian. But I want to find out, when they see a penis, are they disgusted? Are they enraged? Or is it just like, you know what, I can't believe there's women that see that and are like, yeah, that's sexy. It's like a lame leg. It's just like, leg. You know, the baby arm that's been overused. But
that's interesting.
The whole thing, like, when they look at it, do they just like, God, okay. Snuffleupagus? What is that about? Or do they say, ugh, gross, a penis.
Because what if the person was a eunuch? Are you still a homosexual?
You know, like, that's are the Y you? Word I won't use anymore. I love eating down there.
The Y word? Charlotte, how do you spell it?
And see, granted, vaginas.
Is it with a U? Eunuch is with a U. Oh, my bad.
Some vaginas aren't beautiful, so that's
Amen,
the
brother.
Same thing. I mean, you know.
It's like
doing my namaste bowl.
I've never, somebody's never told me, get that out of here.
What? No one's ever like scoffed at you. What the vagina? I almost went the P word. I'm a little rusty, guys.
Can you put that away?
Not talking
on
government
please?
Radio and
yeah.
Like,
put that away.
What? What's the line?
No one's ever said hit the line.
It's like a penis. So what are you gonna say?
He's like, wait a minute.
What do you want me to do with that? That's what a lesbian would say. What do you?
What's like my slammed on the brakes?
But yet. But they will go and buy, back in Wesley, they will go and buy items and instruments that look just
right.
like it.
Yes.
Not even flesh colored. They're like orange and stuff.
It's like a dragon.
I got a lime green one. That's rather nice.
Oh, God. nobody ever said it was. It looked like you went smashed toward a window. That got
I have
up.
One that's like the Philly Fanatic. Is that weird?
It is odd.
Oh.
Because
oh, boy.
Isn't that why you are or not gay?
I don't know,
the,
man.
The genitalia?
You're asking the wrong person. I'm straight as an arrow.
I guess interesting the logic behind the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean, because when you're looking at, say, someone who's very statuesque and has an amazing body, you're turned on.
Yeah.
You know.
A woman.
I mean, I enjoy all forms of art, but not sexually. You know what I mean? Like the.
What is that? What do you mean?
Like the statue of David is absolutely beautiful. And
yeah, but the ding-a-ling's just ridiculous. I mean, it's not. They're like, he's got to be pissed.
Because it's.
I mean, just like, wow. Not, you cut my arm. Is he the one with the arms cut off?
No.
Okay.
But women are like, you know, that's one of the most picturesque, like, visions of a man.
I think it's.
But it contradicts the whole, you know, the little, he's got a little one thing.
Yeah. Where did that start? Like, maybe.
Maybe
well,
he really
I,
did
I can
have a little
you.
One. We don't know.
It's in the Bible where it started. And I'm not kidding you. It talks about, and I am paraphrasing.
Oh, God.
But they talk about in one part of the Bible, because I remember, and I don't remember which tribe of Judah or whatever it was, but anyway, they had the genitals of a donkey.
Oh.
And it said, I'm going to look it up.
I just see your mom.
It's the first thing I'm Googling at work is donkey genitals
they
in the Bible.
They did not teach me this God. In Sunday school.
I had a thought bubble of your mom, like, with a ruler in her hand.
Just smacking it.
Matthew.
Well, she would be. She'd say, "You know what? I appreciate you remembered something about the Bible, but that was the
one."
Yes. Okay.
There's no so donkey dongs. In
Ezekiel 23:20. There she lusted after her lovers, whose genitals were like those of donkeys, and whose emissions were like that of a horse.
Oh,
you know what that is?
He's taking dumps in the road.
No, he's.
Oh my God! It's like a fountain. I mean, put that away.
I mean, that's in the Bible. That you look at you right now. Some of you about to turn the channel. That's in the Bible.
Hmm.
Why was it like a donkey that flies all over it?
I'll read you the King James version. If that
hang on now.
For she doted upon their paramours, whose flesh is like that the flesh of asses, and whose issue is like the issue of horses. The issue, I guess, is a different way to say the emissions. But it's basically talking about, you know, the end of sex.
Okay.
I got to tell you, growing up and going to church.
They didn't teach you fun stuff.
You never heard about any of this stuff.
Yeah. I heard that on Ancient Aliens or something.
They would barely talk about, you know, the wine in the Bible. Or they wouldn't even talk about Catholics taking communion.
Oh, come on. You went to the wrong church.
Or which family Cain went and lived with after he killed Abel.
Oh,
I've learned more about the Bible afterwards, and if I knew all this before, I might have would have, you know, stayed interested in going.
They were probably glad, you know, because there were a lot of preachers that would, some, like usually revival pastors, say, you know, if you have any questions at the end of the sermon, please stand up and ask. That was very rare. But, boy, if I knew now what I knew then, I would have stood up all the time.
Just tell us about the donkey show.
What does emissions mean, sir?
Well, little Batman.
In the future, you'll hear Jay and Silent Bob jokes about Donkey Show. Well, it's kind of to do with that.
Meet me in the rectory. We'll talk about it.
It has something to do with Obadiah and Jebediah.
God, man.
Happy 2025.
God. Oh, it's here.
Well, for a couple of days, yeah.
Look where all that started. Just because I said somebody was afraid of a body part and called him a bad word.
I ended up turning this into a sermon.
Thank you. I've learned a lot today.
You know what? If you preach, try that method. Just go in, you know, have like a couple points maybe.
But there's a black preacher up in, I want to say, let's just say up north. I want to say it's New York, but he will use profanity in his sermon, but not the, like, he won't use F or like GD or anything like
that. P-lips or MF or.
But like.
DSLs?
You know, your low-key ones.
Oh, okay.
Like maybe the S word and things like that. Maybe even a-hole. I don't know. But regardless.
C-word.
But he's like lambasted more so by other pastors who are like, you're totally dismissing the sanctity of it. But he's like, look at my crowd here. It's pretty big.
Why?
And it's not like you're, but it's still, it's like, well, the house of the Lord's, you got to have that But then again, it also says in the Bible, I can look it up if you want to know the scripture, but it's where more than one is gathered, or where two or more are gathered, so I shall will be also. So that becomes, you know, and then I go back to the fingers. I go back to inside. Where'd it go? Oh, that's the steeple. Open it up. There's a bunch of people connected at the bottom, and they can't move, and they can't even touch. They're just like sitting there like, what is going on here? I'm probably throwing up some gang sign right now. I don't think we're not live.
I think it's the human centipede gang.
Is that what it is?
But look, it's not that big of a leap to go from, I mean, look, with church now, you can wear whatever the hell you want, right?
Seems.
They just want you to show up.
Boy, that used to be.
We had to dress up.
I had to take a hat off and lay it down in the pew beside you.
That don't happen anymore.
Preacher wears a hat now.
They even got motorcycle church.
All preachers from the 80s are pissed.
You can ride your hog out to a tent on Highway 11. They got cowboy church.
Yeah. Yeah.
I saw a picture. I can't remember where it was locally. Somebody rode their damn horse to the C-store, hitched it up front and everything.
We did that once, sort of.
He rode a horse in the California.
We sent Joey Dippers. He rode a horse from the old. He went and got breakfast through Chick-fil-A drive-thru on a horse when we were at McAllister Square.
They gave it to him.
Yeah,
it was on a horse. She gave it to the horse.
That's you a know, horse. Horses are weird about the meat. At least the ones that I have had. No. Hey, that's my friend horse. That's Bojack. But. They will. They're very weird about the meats that they will eat. Like you think, like put meat down, or just gobble it up. Oh, they're very picky.
Do horses have sphincters? Because ducks do not.
Oh,
I think they do.
Well, I got that one video that kind of shocked me. I was sitting there talking to my cows, and all of a sudden the cows are looking over my shoulder like they're Bigfoot. Something's coming up behind me, and Bojack the horse was sitting. No, he was just. Plugging away on relieving himself. And it was just like, it was like a portal opened. It was just like you were, what's going to come out? Portal. Is someone, a time traveler? Or a bunch of apples? What is going on?
You hear a bunch of thunder and then it just opens up. Yeah. It could have been a Bigfoot sighting. You know, I saw a couple of those. Somebody posted a video. And then they interviewed the guy who hosts the show and he's like, oh yeah, this time of year, Bigfoot sightings are not that uncommon.
Well, they have to get out and shop like we do. For
yes,
Sasquatch Christmas.
God, man,
Esquatch Xmas.
I was very surprised to see those commercials on TV.
Which ones?
The Sasquatch for the beef jerky. You know where they make fun of them and.
Oh yeah.
But there's one where he's taking a pee, like from the other side of the room.
They don't seem to really care about that. As long as it has to. Like, remember, I said I was very confused for the 5-6 years of my life where I thought. Only my urine was yellow because on TV it was blue. And it was such, I mean, like a mind F where it's like, what's the offensive nature of the color yellow? Like you're going to make a bunch of dummies like me think that I'm just weird. And then all of a sudden Ziploc comes in with their weird commercials. Yellow and blue make green. What is going on here? I need to pee with someone whose pee is blue.
If Mark Hendricks ran this network, this commercial will not get approved. Well, have you seen it?
He don't like this segment already, I can tell you, because he don't like pee talk.
Look how weird it is first, because this guy, he's going to the urinal with beef jerky in his hand.
Oh, this is the commercial.
Yeah,
okay.
I watch it.
Oh, okay.
Obviously, I can't play audio, but yeah. All right, the other, he takes a bite before he goes.
Oh, Lord.
The Sasquatch.
Gosh. Oh, no. Dude, what? That's on regular TV?
Yeah.
And he's like, he just broke the urinal.
He pissed so hard he knocked the urinal off the wall.
You know, it started with them ladies talking about the armpit stinking and more than that. More than just my armpit stink.
The other guy that just sits here watching it. He's like, yeah, I'm going to hang out for this. His hair gets blown back. Oh, yeah, that butt crack deodorants. It's everywhere now. Now they got another girl doing it. I'm like, you're going to get branded like Joey did on Friends. Oh, there's the herpes guy. Now when they see that girl, they're like, is that Precious? Like, no, it's the butt crack deodorant girl.
Is that Precious?
Because she's in the commercial in her underwear. And she's like, sometimes, you know, my armpits ain't the only thing that stinks.
But then Paige says women don't talk about that kind of thing.
I hope they don't to each other.
I mean, I
like, if you go in, like, for real, if you go into the, let's say you're not even here. Let's say you're somewhere else.
Okay.
Where other people, a public facility, but you knew them in a way. I guess it would be a workplace or whatever. But anyway, you go in there and you see a couple legs hanging down and it reeks like, oh, God bless. And you'd likely know the people. Are you not going to say, whoa, what is going on in here?
You need a shower.
You died or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're not going to pop your head up under
and tell them, I'm just going to say, you have that not so fresh feeling down there, I guess.
Oh, hold on. I'm going to respond to a text live. Let me look. Oh, my God. Fat Boy's wearing sweatpants today.
They're fleece joggers is what the text is.
So?
Dad corrected.
Not wearing shorts today.
Actually, I am.
Underneath?
Oh, yeah.
Boxers.
I got boxers, shorts, and these on.
Ooh.
So you got to wear underwear.
I might lose these later. It's going to get cold, but I think when I go out, it's not going to be as cold.
Well, no.
Because nobody knows what the weather is doing. I want to give a shout-out to local weather here, Chris Justice. He kind of got some attitude on the air the other day, and I thought it was great.
Oh, what happened?
Wait, he was just like telling people, like, look, don't go on Facebook saying I said something I didn't say. Just wait, like, you know, for the forecast.
Oh,
like
good.
Pretty much like quit putting words in my mouth.
Yeah.
Which I thought was great. I was like, man, this is awesome.
You know what? That's funny you say that, because remember, like, pre-internet, you had all, like, someone out there beat Dan Foster. I know they did. The old newspaper guy that would do his picks for the week. And, you know, and then you had Charlie Gertz, who was always correct with the weather, the local meteorologist and Bar Hopper from the day, cool dude. Yeah. Met him when I was a kid, and but he had these umbrellas. I don't know if they gave them away or sold them. I feel like they sold them at grocery stores, but it said Charlie said it would. And you know what? There had to be a bunch of times when he was wrong as hell, but no one had the feedback via the internet to say, Charlie, you said it would rain, and it's dry as a bone, you lying ass.
Couldn't fact check then.
Nope.
I used to do that too with the paper. Like, ooh, I'm gonna beat Ben Robinson this week on picks. I might be looking at my Leonard's Losers.
I was good thinking. Leonard's Losers. That guy, like.
That's where I got my hot tips.
I just. Can you do the facial expression that Leonard would be doing on the
it's hard to, man.
Like, what was that? Was he on Hee Haw or something?
Oh, he
like,
just what got goosed.
Whoa. Do you remember? Well, I'm sure you don't, Paige, but Leonard's Losers, it was like a parlay sheet.
Even after he died, they kept doing it.
Oh, that's the look on his face. Like, yeah, it's like, you remember the guy that was on 70s and 80s sitcoms? I don't know his name, but his big catchphrase was, yes. You remember that guy?
Yeah.
That's the look on Leonard's Loser's face.
Whoa. God, his radio spots are good too. Oh, I'll take the Gamecocks minus the three.
He talked like our governor.
He did.
It was the weirdest thing.
Well, I said them boys can run that damn ball.
That's a chicken hawk.
I will think they're going to cover now. Take them.
Ah, law. Hope the bosses aren't listening. It's good to be back. It's fun.
They're not.
There were so many like points to go back. God.
They tuned in till 6:01. All right, they're here. I can go back to sleep now.
Right,
she come here firing them all today. You didn't even hear what she said before we came on.
Oh, me?
Oh, yeah.
Innocent little me?
She was rattling them off, man. She was
farting?
No.
Of course not.
She was.
He wished I would come in here and just blow it out.
No, I don't. I think of you as less like meeting Dolly Parton and her breaking wind on you. That would just mess up everything. Don't do it.
It would be like if she accidentally did it, you're like, okay, but if she's like made a bit out of it and like tried to rip one like and throw it at you.
Trying to get me to pull her finger and things? No.
Some of these girls on TikTok videos, I'm just like, why would you do that?
Were they farting?
Yeah. Like they're like men. I'm thinking, where does that come from in your body?
Same place.
Yeah, it does. But I mean,
I assume that's where it comes from.
Pretty close. A couple different options.
Yeah. I didn't know that about the ducks. So you're mentioning that. They don't.
Yeah,
have,
like every 10 to 15 minutes, they'll go.
Sphincter. That sounds too German to me. I don't like it. Not that I don't like Germans, but it is sphincter.
They have no control, I guess.
Germany's changing before our very eyes.
What's not?
Yeah, but it's like a rapid descent. I'll say it, descent.
Oh, the D word.
That's what's going on.
What's on today's show, you ask? Well, we don't know. We haven't seen each other in 3.5 weeks.
Really? We talked a little here and there.
Yes.
I heard from Paige a little bit over the break.
She told me Merry Christmas. I didn't get a Happy New Year, but whatever.
I think we all
got that. That's a done thing now, I think. Like, of it's not the same as
yeah.
it used to be, and I don't care. Like, I don't care.
I was planning on going out, but it just turned, when I went home, it turned out that my dog was just terrified. So I had a situation
fireworks.
At home.
Fireworks.
Oh, yeah, she was just.
I meant, like, I went out, but I mean, not like tore it up, but like sending texts, like, Happy New Year. Like, it's not a thing anymore.
I don't want everybody to have a Happy New Year.
You don't?
If I'm being honest.
Well, I can watch the news and give you about 15, 20.
On Happy New Year.
Yeah, you'd have to give
like
me
more
like
by 9 o'clock.
A list of people, and I would say, happy or not happy New Year.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, you want to make a segment today?
Miserable New Year. Like,
I could, sir. We can write that. I can help you with that list. Happy or not happy New Year to these people? Yes.
You know, last year was so bad. I think that anything that 2025 is going to be so much better than 2024 was for me.
Well, okay, for you. All right. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Happy or crappy New Year? Like, I want to get some fun little thing to it.
If Dan in Columbia is somehow by chance listening,
God, I didn't get a Christmas or New Year from
him.
Nothing.
Some fun little tunage from.
I don't want to have a thing where it's like, oh, we haven't gotten a parody song from Dan in 6 months, and then it's like, oh, Dan died 5 months ago. You know, I don't want
that. How would we know?
Yeah. So.
How would we know?
Great song. Miss you, Whitney Houston. that's how would I know? Yeah. How would I? Yeah.
How would we know
if Dan was alive? Party sure man, is. We know is. He isn't asleep. He's a vampire.
He's up right now.
He's popping right now too. I'm sure. Not in drug talk, but you know, enjoying the fact he got a shot.
Probably got more claim than a fisher's net over the break. I don't know.
All right, Paige. Yeah. What are you working on in the play?
Well, the New Orleans driver didn't act alone. There were signs, and I'll tell you all about this next in Your Eyes Guys headlines.
Signs, and was there a flag? Mm-hmm. That's what I want to ask, because I'm tired of looking on X to try to get the answer, because it's – don't go there for your answers.
God, I'm going to try not to go there for anything.
Because there is so much, and I will say the F word right now, fakery. Of all kinds of bull crap. People on there like making these very drastic, and you go look and they got zero followers, and that's the first tweet they've ever made, or X or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, God, but there's dumb people out there that won't go and look that stuff. They'll say, oh my God, that's true.
They see the blue check that's verified to them.
Yes.
Anybody can get one.
Yes. All right. We'll talk about that. I don't want to say crap because, I mean, people, we'll talk about this tragedy next. God, I don't want to start off like that. But, I mean, if we didn't, it would be like, oh, God, guys, this is going on. Yeah. All right. Love y'all. Good morning, everybody.
The leaders of the P1 revolution, the Rise Guys. RiseGuys.com. The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Paige, and we begin with this. We have the latest on the New Year's Eve terror attack on the city, which
at least
left.
You're the news source calling it that. Nobody else will. Possible, maybe. Like, you're nuts. You want to call? You'll quickly call something racist, but you won't admit when something's freaking.
No.
What this is? It's terrorism. Get over it.
Even if it's
over to you, Paige.
Well, we can say terrorism. We'll get into that next. But regardless of is it American or outside influences,
they will more
it is,
so
it is
use
terrorism to mow down people and gun them down in a crowd. I'm sorry. However
spoiler
you equate
alert.
It. All right. So it doesn't matter who does something horrible like this. It's still disgusting.
Absolutely.
And people are dead because 15 people were killed. 25 people were injured when a truck plowed into Bourbon Street right after, you know, New Year's Eve. People were celebrating. They're out on the road. I was watching a film of people happy, having a good time right before. And it's just, I don't know, it's just heartbreaking. So authorities believe that the perpetrator, had co-conspirators, that IEDs were found and they were placed in the French Quarter. So this guy, his ex-wife filed a...
Go for his name.
Oh, his name. Okay. So
don't say butcher it either.
The suspect has been identified as 42-year-old Samson Dinjabar. And he's a U.S. citizen from Texas. He's He appeared to be carrying an ISIS flag and opened fire on police after hitting the crowd. Officers then shot and killed the suspect. So this is what kind of really gets the wheels thinking in my mind.
Oh, Lord.
Why didn't somebody do something about this guy? But we don't know how people are going to behave because his wife filed a restraining order against him and that he converted to Islam about a year ago, and he began acting all crazy. So he is a U.S. Army veteran, and the FBI believes he was not acting alone, and they're pursuing other suspects, as we said, that there were IEDs found. And so as the time went on, the Sugar Bowl between Notre Dame and Georgia, it was supposed to be held at Caesar Superdome. That was postponed because of all this.
I didn't know if that was his given name.
Like, I exactly the same thing I wondered. If it was a conversion or... because, I mean, you know... Like, think about now, but think about, like, when Cassius Clay decided to be Muhammad Ali, or if Lew Alcindor decided to be Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Like, that was...
Yeah,
it was ballsy as hell.
Yeah, but people get brainwashed. Or radicalized? And
you kind of wonder.
Mental illness, in my opinion. I'm just going to go out there and say that. And his wife filed a restraining order against him.
Mm. Like you wonder if it goes through somebody's head when they're like, "What I'm about to do is I can't believe I'm about to do what I'm about to do." I don't know if you ever had that moment before it happened, but you kind of get curious where they become radicalized, which they don't see it that way, but that's what it is. I mean, it's...
Yeah.
And it could go either way.
It's... See, that's one of the things that I kind of joke about on the show and really, I mean, all the time about usually women are really into, like, murder shows and, like, murder mysteries and, like, the real ones. But it's a mystery. It's like what goes off inside. I mean, it's kind of an astute observation, but I'm not going to start watching them. But I'm saying, like, what changes in someone's head to make them do something so god awful?
Uh-huh.
Maybe women are trying to avoid those people or something. It's the same parallel. It's like you went as someone who defended our country to now doing the complete opposite of it. So you start breaking it down in that kind of weird private detective mindset you get, or private investigator, whatever, sleuth, where you're like, did something happen within our government or within that wing of the military that royally pissed him off? And that's what completely makes you, like they always said, one of the hardest things in the world is to be a preacher's daughter.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine.
I mean, it has to be up to those standards.
Dad, I'm sorry.
What's the biggest way to get back at your dad who you're mad at? Well, I mean,
some of them did too. Like, this guy was talking about killing his family. Like, you just wonder, where did he just lose it all?
I don't know.
Completely turned.
It's weird that in 150 years ago, each bigger city had a huge insane asylum. But then we start to act like we give a damn about mental illness, yet down deep, and I ain't talking about us or you listening, the collective don't give a damn about mental illness. Just don't give a damn about it.
I don't know how you even, like, address it. What's what? How do you fix it?
Nobody wants to point the fingers at saying it anymore. But I guarantee, my heart of hearts says probably more than half of people who had sex changes had a little bit of mental illness.
And I mean,
that's just my own personal thoughts, but something calls that up there.
Well, and see, the FBI, they are currently investigating this incident and calling it an act of terrorism, domestic or whatever you have it. It is happening. And if you look at the 15 people that are dead and how young they are, it's really nauseating. It's horrible.
Yeah, I know one was Tiger Beck.
Used
to be a football player. Yeah, his brother plays at TCU. So, man, it sucks. I heard of a lady who had a 4-year-old kid.
Yeah, the school teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. But then again, like, put yourself on the other side of the coin. Like, you're somebody that, I mean, look, this guy was in our military, is a citizen born here.
Yeah. There were people, like, the cops responded quick, which they say, you know, New Orleans crowd control is one of the most top five visited cities in the country.
Yeah.
And they're used to the big crowds all the time, but.
And they wouldn't even get to Vegas.
I mean, and just think, you think you go out New Year's Eve and you're going to have a fun time. And where are you safe?
At the house.
Unfortunately, there's always, like, you know, and it happened this New Year's locally, you know, four people
passed away. Crash.
Yeah.
Oh, so sad.
And you're like, it sucks, but you know what's going to happen somewhere on New Year's.
Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
Thank you so much. Yeah, like the fireworks in Hawaii. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, there's like a, I don't know. I'm speculating now. I don't
Honolulu.
Know. I don't know if they mixed a bunch of them together and tried to make like one big one or whatever, but like two people died and like 25 people, like, I saw the word mangled used on one of the news sources. God. I'm like, God.
From what I'm reading right now, three people killed and injured, and 20 people were injured.
Yeah. I mean, just with fireworks. But yeah, every year we still go buy the crap loads of them, man.
It stands everywhere.
Wild, wild, wild. All right. Thanks so much, Paige. Fatboy, over to you in sports.
Yeah, really. We're going to talk about the Sugar Bowl, and there might be another update to pass along to you. So definitely.
Another update.
Yeah, might be another update. Might be something that was kicked around late. They're like, oh, you know what? Let's go ahead and do that. Don't know for sure yet, but it's being talked about. Mm. Plus, I saw all the Notre Dame fans that were during the morning mass and saying a prayer for the victims and singing, which is pretty cool. Because everybody was locked down in the hotel.
Singing Irish on this particular day.
There was a ton of people in the hotel, tons of fans.
Wild, wild, wild. All right. God bless it. I don't want to start off this year like this, but it's what has been dealt to us, and we'll hear that foot tapping. Yeah, it's not nervousness. It's just like I got so many fun things to talk about from the last month, and this is the world we live in.
Yep.
All right. We're going to do an hour without talking about any of that stuff. I don't know which one yet, but it's coming. All right. Morning, everybody.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Man, I wanted to do some come back for the new year and give you like a sports trivia.
Oh, yeah.
But I can't really find any good ones.
Okay.
Well.
But, I mean, I guess I can kind of make this a trivia question for you. 1965, on this day, the New York Jets signed this Hall of Famer from the University of Alabama.
Willie Namath.
It is Joe Namath. The three-year contract worth $427,000, which was a record at the time.
You know what's odd about Joe Namath is it's very sad, although not really, but in a sense. I met him when I was a kid at the grand opening of a discount store in Greenville called Nichols. Not spelled like money, but like a last name, and
with the town.
I got a football sign by him, and I took it home and played with it out in the yard. But
God.
I mean, it's not like it's some rare collectible, because that's what he does for a living now, and sign his name over.
Yeah, I got a feeling you could get him again.
Yeah, but like no photo, nothing. I can imagine, like, was he wearing a fur coat? I don't even remember.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, he got
much.
Know, his conquest are legendary, but even now.
I don't know if it was my dad's hatred of not Alabama, the state, but the football team, just because we're a South Carolina family. Yeah. But he would always make fun of Joe Namath about pantyhose. That was the big thing.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that back in the day.
Yeah.
If you're Namath now, do you hate just...
A live mic?
What happened? The money these guys make.
I want to kiss you.
The notoriety they get. My generation's probably the last ones that's going to remember Joe Namath. Honestly, the kids now, they don't really know. I mean, my son knows from Madden playing Ultimate Team and whatnot, but
yeah,
like even from then, it's like you can't really, it's hard to kind of qualify what these guys did to younger kids.
But I want to get to that level of success where I don't think about that, because I'm sure he doesn't.
No.
But then again, why did rich men or women or whatever, when they died, why did they have big tombs and mausoleums and big statues built in their honor upon their death because they still wanted that remembrance.
But Namath's got that moment. I couldn't tell you a lot of his stats, but he guaranteed a Super Bowl win.
Oh, yeah. Broadway, that picture, God bless, of him standing on Broadway is, oh, man, that's a Mac Daddy picture.
We still see the video,
Mac Daddy picture.
Running off the field, waving the.
I'm showing my age now.
Waving the
Daddy, thing. What's Mac Daddy mean?
Well.
That's what your mommy used to call me.
The Sugar Bowl is scheduled to happen today at 4 p.m. Now, the things I saw, they said there could be another announcement. Might not, but could be. To where maybe a possible another postponement. Louisiana Attorney General Liz Merle, I guess is how you say it, told news outlets that she would
might
like
be
to
lies.
See, she'd like to see the game moved back again on Friday instead of Thursday. But they're saying most likely won't happen, but don't be surprised if late afternoon.
She probably has ties to a television network. Nobody wants to have a game like that come on at 4 o'clock when most people are back to work.
Yeah, I know, and I was like thinking, is it going to be a night game? Then I saw it was 4. I was like, you know what? I get to watch it. Because if it's 8:30, that's one of my New Year promises. Go to bed early.
Yeah.
I can't be watching the game.
Oh, used to P-word.
So, some of these games start at like 9 o'clock, quarter after 9.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the West Coast ones especially. But then again, think about like if the West Coast, you're on the West Coast and, you know, you're a – God. East Coast team fan, you got to stay up like 3 a.m. to watch a damn game.
They got it made, right? Man. Well, you know the overseas games, but
if it's 9 o'clock here, no, it's earlier there for them.
Yeah, Sunday Night Football is over at 8:30 West Coast.
Oh man, what do y'all do afterwards?
Exactly, it's like you know, they got we got to get up early for overseas games at 6 a.m. But like. Go choke on one because you get games at 10 o'clock when you wake up.
That's what I never understood about like. Stock market traders on the West Coast, like that, yeah, that's stupid to me. Like, there's 3 hours. Do y'all have to get up at 5 a.m. or you know what I'm saying to actively work as a stock trader?
Somebody, I would love to know the ins and outs of somebody showing me how they manipulate the Asian markets way ahead of time of ours opening. How that
you have
moves.
To stay in the pit all day long until.
Yeah, but he means it like ends. It's that way. It's like the sun just going around. This flat earth we're on, that it, you know, it makes its way around and that, like business starts there and then makes its way. But West Coast is the last ones to get. Yeah, that's so odd.
I was at the gym on New Year's Eve and saw
right.
I swear to God.
You're about to make me use the BS word.
I saw the fireworks in Hong Kong. I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. I forgot they're ahead.
Oh, they make them there. Yeah.
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 Well, we out of here.
If they made fireworks in America, we wouldn't be able to afford them.
I think Black Cat's a Hong Kong company,
let's
right?
Let's not say that.
I don't know. I know North Carolina, you're lucky
leave
because
Janet Jackson out of this. Isn't that her song?
I don't know.
Black Cat.
I wish they were illegal here, but they aren't. And I know some of you like to make your little side money off them, selling them, you know, through the holidays, but come on.
Hey, you looking for some fireworks?
It's like, hey, look, I got a business, but I also invested in fireworks if you want some.
That guy's a bomber over there. No, I'm selling illegal fireworks. He's holding his jacket open with fireworks.
I spent my 401k on fireworks. I'm trying to sell them.
Open your jacket. I can. I'm also a streaker.
I got sparklers. I got all kinds of stuff. Come on.
Whiskerdoos. All right. Look at the big Cheez-It on TV. That could be a horror movie in a heartbeat. Could it not? You look down a hallway, the lights flicker, and you see the Cheez-It wearing the big sunglasses. I'm running.
Oh, they had an actual wedding at the bowl.
Wonder how much
oh,
that
wow.
Cost.
At the Cheez-It Bowl. Where I thought Frank Beamer, or not Frank. Oh, wow. Shane Beamer and Brett Bielema, who Gamecocks fan were calling a butthead lookalike. Yeah, you know. We're going to get in a fight.
Well,
I read Beamer's lips. He was cussing.
It was when him, see, I am not good at that. I people were saying that, and I tried to watch that, and I was like, I don't know that he's saying that, but it looks like it now because it's in my mind that y'all said he was saying that.
Man, there was a local sports personality who's not in the market anymore, but he got into it with Beamer and was kind of offended that the rest of the station and the company didn't, you know, take up for him. Oh, I ain't gonna say it on
Dan
here.
Dan Foster.
No. but that person kind of rather enjoyed Beamer kind of going at it, thinking he was gonna get his.
Wow.
It's just a feud, a Beamer feud.
Wonder if you only got those t-shirts to say I beat Dan Foster if it was in a fist fight.
He's got to have shirts.
Jesus. Well, he's dead now.
Why didn't you get a shirt, Ben Robinson, for beating you on Easily Progress football picks? Send me a 4XLT.
No way. No way. You are not.
Oh, yeah, comfortable. Yeah.
All right.
Now, if I want to look, you know, like shake your hand sideways at me, like wear it real tight, I could probably do a 2XLT. Like if I'm going to a gay club on a Friday night and it's really tight, I might be able to squeeze into a 2XLT, but comfortable 4XLT.
It's going to be a T-shirt then.
I think I'm too fat
but
for a gay bar.
But T is short for something else.
Is there a weight limit at a gay bar?
It's got to be, weight right? limit at a gay bar?
It's got to be.
But they have a mechanical bull there. No, like an animal.
Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys Daily Podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man, I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.